In Mexico, the number of women who breastfeed their babies is reaching historic lows. And in Mexico City this month, health officials launched a new campaign to boost the image of nursing moms. Some of the posters show toned and topless actresses, not exactly what women's groups and health advocates were hoping for. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
The message, breast is best, isn't working in Mexico. Breastfeeding rates here are one of the lowest in Latin America. Only 14% of women breastfeed their children exclusively in the first 6 months. Half a year is the recommended standard set by the World Health Organization. Meanwhile, childhood obesity and breast cancer in Mexico are on the rise. Studies show breastfeeding might help lower the risk for both diseases. So women health advocates applauded when the Mexico City government announced it was going to promote a breastfeeding campaign.
We were very surprised once the campaign was launched.
Regina Tamez of the reproductive rights group HIRI says no one expected to see topless actresses. There was also a photo of the female boxer known as La Barbie. No shirt there either, but she did have on boxing gloves. The stars aren't totally bare. There's a strategically placed banner across their chests. Written on it, the campaign slogan in Spanish, "Don't turn your back on them, give them your breast."
It's not only a very terrible campaign in terms of how it looks, but it's also the message is that if you don't breastfeed, it's basically because you're a bad mother and you're the one to blame.
Tamez says there are many reasons why women aren't breastfeeding in Mexico. Poverty and poor nutrition top the list, but also more women than ever have entered the workforce. Hours are long, making breastfeeding during the day challenging, and pumping milk at work is not encouraged and in many cases prohibited. Chesa Luter, the regional advisor for the Pan American Health Organization, says Mexico does have rules for doctors and nurses to promote breastfeeding and provide lactation areas in the workplace, but she says there is little enforcement.
It shouldn't just be all up to the mother. You've got to provide that very supportive environment, particularly in a country like Mexico, where because it isn't now the normative behavior, the government needs to take a very strong role.
In fact, Colombia and Brazil have reversed dramatic declines in breastfeeding by restricting advertising of formula and public health ads touting nursing's nutritional benefits. But it's clear by talking to new mothers that Mexico has an uphill battle in reversing its rates. At this city-run health clinic, 21-year-old Gabrielle Hernandez waits to see the doctor with her 2-month-old baby girl, Abigail. Hernandez says she only breastfed for about 2 weeks. Formula is so much easier. She says it just hurts so much to breastfeed. With her first son, who's 3 and sound asleep on the waiting room chairs, she never breastfed. She says he was in an incubator and the nurses gave him formula. Her mom, standing next to her, Alicia Cruz, however, breastfed all 3 of her children. Cruz says girls today are more impressed with modern innovations.
Ya la tecnología está más avanzada, las muchachitas ya tienen más opciones para dar.
Technology is more advanced and they have more options and ways to feed their babies than in my generation, says Cruz. Mexico City's health director declined several requests for interviews. He told local radio that now the campaign will focus on opening 92 lactation rooms throughout the city and 2 milk banks. And the pictures of the topless actresses, they aren't on the city's website anymore. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.